Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, where care is not just a service, it's a heartfelt commitment to a better quality of life. Here on County Circuit Court News, the court kept this case on a long runway and high control. Arraignment concluded with not guilty pleas. Quayshon Lindell Hartwell stood mute on charges. A criminal responsibility evaluation was ordered with a distant control date of June 8, 2026, due to forensic center backlog, and the existing $50,000 cash surety bond was continued despite a defense push for a $10,000 10% bond with Tether. The defense positioned the conduct as a mental health episode and cited treatment, probation compliance, except for the new allegations, family support, and willingness to wear a tether. The prosecution stressed the gravity of allegations, disarming an officer and deploying the taser on others, and the defendant's criminal history. Judge Frill anchored the bond decision on the seriousness of the charges, six counts, including disarming a peace officer, assault, resist, obstruct, causing injury, child abuse, fourth, and domestic violence, second offense. The defendant's record in 2017, failure to pay child support, 2022, controlled substance possession, 2024, fleeing and eluding, and habitual offender exposure, noting potential sentencing of up to 15 years if convicted. The near-term center of gravity is the forensic track. Until that report arrives, the case remains in a holding pattern under strict bond. And a case involving Nathan Allen Jones is positioned for a low-friction sentencing. Both defense, Michael Morosky, and the people, Timothy J. Rutkowski / Mr. Wallace, aligned on a one-year delayed sentence for the defendant's third-degree child abuse conviction, with no objections to the present pre-sentence report or guideline scoring. The only procedural noise was minor plea type confusion, guilty versus no contest, which the court moved past without dispute. The defense framed the incident as an escalation and argued for rehabilitation via anger management and unification efforts. The people submitted a victim's mother's letter detailing a pattern of violent, neglectful behavior and the child's fear of the father, yet still requested the court follow the delayed sentence recommendation. The stakes are clear. The court must balance public safety and victim protections against structured rehabilitation leverage, with both sides converging on delayed sentencing, and decisive variable becomes the court's conditions and compliance rigor rather than whether to delay. The courts are committed to a decision that prioritizes enforceable accountability over symbolic leniency. And when we come back after the Sanilac Medical Care Facility sponsor message, we'll continue with our national, international news and our obituaries.
Hi, I'm Nicole Miller, administrator at Sanilac Medical Care Facility in Sandusky. Choosing care for a loved one is one of the most important decisions a family can make. At Sanilac Medical Care Facility, we take that responsibility seriously. We're more than a medical facility. We're a welcoming home where compassion, dignity, and quality care come first. We offer both short-term rehabilitation and long-term care, supported by an experienced medical team and enhanced by on-site physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy, all conveniently available under one roof. Our focus is simple: providing personalized care that supports comfort, recovery, and quality of life. We're here to nurture, here to care. Your health is our mission. To learn more, visit sanilacmedicalcare.com or call 810-648-3017. Sanilac Medical Care Facility, because your loved ones deserve the best.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Moving on to our national news, in El Cajon, California, Pope Leo XVI says a Chaldean Catholic bishop has resigned after he was arrested while trying to leave the U.S. following accusations that he embezzled $270,000 from his parish near San Diego. The resignation was announced Tuesday by the Vatican after Bishop Emmanuel Schelletta was charged with felonies, including money laundering. Schelletta, who pleaded not guilty Monday, was arrested in San Diego International Airport last week. His lawyer says the allegations are false and that the flight was pre-planned. The San Diego County Sheriff's Office says the arrest came after someone from Schelletta's church provided documentation showing potential embezzlement from the church. The Chaldean Catholic Church represents more than a million Aramaic-speaking Christians. And in Baltimore, a police officer was shot and a gunman was killed during a confrontation today in Baltimore. Authorities say the shooting began when police responded to a report about a burglary at a house. Police Commissioner Richard Worley says a woman jumped from a window. Worley says another woman was held at gunpoint before police killed the suspect. The officer who was shot has a leg wound. He is going to be okay. And in our international news, in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, Iran's attacks on regional oil infrastructure and pledges to choke off a vital waterway left markets on edge as the United States promised blistering new strikes. The war entered its 11th day on Tuesday with no end in sight as its effects were felt across the region and beyond. Both sides sharpened their rhetoric as they dug in. U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth again promised the most intense strikes yet. Iran's leader ruled out talks and threatened U.S. President Donald Trump. Iran launched new attacks on Israel and Gulf Arab countries, while Israel bombed Iran and Lebanon, where it is battling Hezbollah militants. And in Tel Aviv, Israel says Iran has been firing cluster munitions throughout their 10-day war, adding a complicated and deadly challenge to Israel's already stretched air defenses. The warheads burst open at high altitudes, scattering dozens of smaller bomblets across a wide area. The smaller bombs are difficult to intercept and have been proven lethal. Normally restrictive about releasing information on Iranian hits and damage, Israeli authorities in recent days have publicized their dangers, which can persist as unexploded bombs on the ground even after civilians leave shelters. Over 120 countries have signed an international convention banning the use of cluster munitions, although Israel, the United States, and Iran are among the nations that have not joined the treaty. We have no obituaries to report for this hour. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, where care is not just a service, but a heartfelt commitment to a better quality of life. Your precision weather is